Stephen McLaughlin, manager of Glengad United. I suppose it's been a difficult enough start to the Jackie Crossan Premier Division. Not as strong as you were last season, short a few players. But let's just look at a distraction maybe this weekend. You're playing Monaghan United in the Ulster Junior Cup. And needless to say, of course, Glengad, great cup tradition. You've won numerous trophies down through the years and you had that great FAI Cup run a few years ago. So this will be a game no doubt everyone's looking forward to.
Yeah, Chris, it's a good one. Now to get away from the league for a game to restructure again and get these boys back, the Gaelic boys back with us now again. So it's just a transition again, just a pre-season loss at the minute, just and that's the way it is at the minute.
Yeah, so Malin, of course, had such a good year on the Gaelic front and, you know, you took a little bit of a hit there, but as the season progresses, you'll probably get stronger and stronger.
Yeah, we had 8 players while they were in Malin. They'd done pretty well. They made the final there, they're unlucky. And it's great to the boys back now, and they're all fully focused there. Christine, Connor, Neil, and Ginger, Terry, Shimmy, Joe, all them boys. Like, just Zach Conlon, it's good to have them all back on board again.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
you
can turn the season around now.
And comparing with last season, though, you've lost a few players as well.
Yeah, we've lost a few experienced players. Matthew Byrne decided to hang up the boots, and Stephen McLaughlin for Lara decided he'd an office now knee problems, and James McKinney went to America, and that's just the way it is now. The moment people emigrating and all too doesn't help, either.
So you're taking on Monaghan United this weekend at the Crua. Now Monaghan, at one time a League of Ireland club, they were in the Ulster Senior League not so long ago, and obviously are a strong team down in the Monaghan Cavan League. But I was just looking at their own league. They've only played one league game, so they're very much at the start of the season. So probably hard to know just what they're going to be like.
Nah, it's going to be tough. It's just the manager phoned me there the day before yesterday, and he was saying the same, just their first league game this weekend. And they're kind of the same as us with the Gaelic, just the two clubs colliding with Gaelic as well. Like, but there'll still be a strong team. There'll be nothing to take for granted.
Now, tell us a little bit about the developments off the field at the Crua. New clubhouse facilities are being built, and I think you've plans for floodlights as well.
Yeah, that's a future plan we'll have at the minute with the clubhouse there. We're just in the process of tiling, finishing inside it there now. We're hoping for January maybe to get it opened, and then we're hoping to get floodlights in the near future. We've applied now for a grant, so hopefully somebody be good to us.
Yeah, and that all helps, particularly with the underage, because in this day and age, you really do just have to have the facilities to attract people into the game.
Yeah, Chris, that's exactly. You need to, if they don't see anything in progress going forward, they don't want to, they'll not play for you. Just that's the simple end of it. Just you have to show them what you're doing.
You're only a small club, but you do have several underage teams.
Yeah, we have from 11s up to 17s, and then we have under 9 wee blitz teams and all. Like, we're numbers is gathering again. Like, it's good to see. Like, but it's very hard. It's getting harder and harder every year. Getting them out to be a real club, it's difficult. Like.
So, just looking again at the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, I think you've 1 win after 7 games. It's going to be a tough league. Obviously, Coghill Celtic back in it. Buncrana Hearts had such a great season last year. So what is going to be the aim from a Glengad perspective for the season?
The aim will be, Chris, is just to try to stay in the league. It's going to be tough. We knew this was coming with good success over the years there. And with success to come, there's always a time that you'll come to the top and you go down the way. But it's just keeping and trying to not go too far down, if you know what I mean.
But you've a good group of players there and they'll give it everything.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing about them. Glengad always gives 100%, like, so hopefully now this here get back and focus again and get a few points on the table.
And I suppose maybe a little cup run would do no harm.
Yeah, it's always... cup game would be great. We're down to the FA Junior Cup, so we're in the Ulster one now, so this will be, hopefully we'll aim for that there and go as far as we can and try our best.